Welcome back. Welcome back. Top of the second hour this Wednesday, November 16th, 2016. I keep circling back around to the same point. I hope it makes sense. I hope it's making sense. Few people seem to understand. What the problem is in America. We, you know, a lot of folks advocating certain things, but our Constitution is flawed. Not what you would think, not that which was hammered out from 1774 to 1781 during the Continental Congress. Not that Constitution. But our internal compass, so to speak, as a society. That more ethereal Constitution. It is flawed. We suffer from the erroneous notion arising from this ideology that would have us believe again that somehow someone's going to ride in on a white horse and save everyone. And, you know, it's interesting. If we are honest with ourselves in America, we are a whiny bunch of spoiled brats that want Santa Claus to ride in on a white horse and give us everything we want. That's what America sounds like today. And we don't realize the fundamental error of our ways. It's interesting. In recent news, there is a dispute over a proposed logging project near Troy, Montana, project to harvest trees on more than 2,100 acres spread over more than 90,000 acres extending from Troy, Montana into Idaho. And it's interesting. Articles on this say there's an article, for example, that says the forest published a notice of intent to prepare an environmental impact statement last Monday. I don't think the forest published a notice. I think that's supposed to say the Forest Service. I'm not certain of that, but I'm pretty sure the forest didn't publish a notice. So articles describe the project, but what's interesting to me that folks don't realize is, and none of those articles are in local papers because the publication is not frequent enough. The closest is a biweekly publication. It has to be in a daily publication. Anyway, there are publications. The article, in other words, was published in papers that are published 100 miles away. Most folks don't in the area don't take that paper. So herein lies the problem. In the article, it states the project's publication in the Federal Register kicks off the 60-day public comment period, ending December 7th. You can write in comments to the district ranger, Three Rivers District, which is located in Troy, Montana, or you can email your comments. But do the local folks even know that this article was published? Probably not, because they don't take the papers that are published 100 miles away. More importantly, who of them have ever heard of the Federal Register? Who of them understand that the 60-day comment period, if no one comments, then essentially presumes, as they say, that this has the force and effect of law? In other words, they make it up as they go, and no one objects, so they continue on. This points directly to our the flaw in our Constitution, if you will. Again, not the Constitution of the Founding Fathers, if you will. Not that one. Not the Constitution that was ratified in 1788. Not that one. But our underlying system of beliefs as a country, believing that Santa Claus is going to ride in on a white horse and give all the whiny, bratty little children everything they want. Which kind of calls to mind the old quote, the Alexander Fraser Tytler quote, that is, misattributed. It was actually, it's usually ascribed to Alexander Fraser Tytler. But the quote is, a democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the majority discovers it can vote for itself largesse out of the public treasury. After that, the majority always votes for the candidate promising the most benefits. Doesn't that sound like America? If the quote is spurious or otherwise. After that, the majority always votes for the candidate promising the most benefits, with the result the democracy collapses because of the loose fiscal policy ensuring always to be followed by a dictatorship, then a monarchy. And it has been attributed to Alexander Fraser Tytler and Alexis de Tocqueville, but spurious or otherwise, it seems to describe America. And speaking of the people voting for themselves, interestingly enough, in our democracy, California Senator Barbara Boxer filed a long shot bill to scrap the Electoral College system yesterday. Which is interesting. That would definitely result in more infighting. Barbara Boxer's legislation would amend the Constitution to abolish the Electoral College. Do folks understand what that would do? Even if it's approved by Congress, it would need to be approved by 3/4 of the states within 7 years before it would take effect. It's interesting. Donald Trump called the Electoral College genius on yesterday morning, despite the fact that he said it was a disaster for democracy. Again, the flip-flopping, the non sequitur is just uncanny at this point. So do folks understand what that would do? We should open up the phone lines in the second hour. 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. The Federal Register. We should. I need to dig up that clip. The U.S. ambassador saying no significant shifts in policy. He doesn't see any significant shifts in policy happen. That's where the action is. You look at the laundry list of insiders mentioned. Trump's potential cabinet picks: Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani, Newt Gingrich, Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, who has in his piece titled sovereignty and globalization with an S because he's a globalist, you know, European wannabe. I don't think this is Europe. Is this Europe? Barack Obama says what he says about Europe. Well, we can see what happened in Europe in his conference yesterday in Greece. I don't want roundabouts. I don't want any of the stuff, the nonsense that they have. This is America. I thought this was America. So Richard N. Haass, in his piece back in 2006 titled Sovereignty and Globalization, if we wonder about what his machinations and ideological, his geopolitical leanings are, let's not guess, lest we wonder. Sovereignty and Globalization by Richard N. Haass, President, Council on Foreign Relations. The world's 190-plus states now coexist with a larger number of powerful non-sovereign and at least partly and often largely independent actors, as he put it. It sounds like the RAND Corporation, doesn't it? Ranging from corporations to non-governmental organizations, NGOs, from terrorist groups to drug cartels. We have to get along with terrorist groups and drug cartels. From regional and global institutions to banks and private equity funds. The sovereign state is influenced by them, for better or for worse, as much as it is able to influence them. The near monopoly of power once enjoyed by sovereign entities is being eroded. And if you go back to another Richard N. from the Council on Foreign Relations, you see that was the order of the day. Richard N. Gardner wrote that in his piece, The Hard Road to World Order, back in 1974, published in the Council on Foreign Relations quarterly periodical, Foreign Affairs. Gardner wrote the an end run around sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece will be much more effective than the old-fashioned frontal assault. So this erosion to which Richard N. Haass refers is not by accident. Anyway, continuing, as a result, new mechanisms, Haass wrote, are needed for regional and global governance. You don't want governance. That's on you, at you, to you. Rather than by you, for you, of you. This is not continuing. As a result, new mechanisms are needed for regional and global governance that include actors of other than states. This is not to argue that Microsoft, Amnesty International, or Goldman Sachs be given seats in the United Nations General Assembly, from which we should withdraw, I think, but I digress. But it does mean including representatives. And some folks would call that isolationism, which is a pejorative and an erroneous term, I would say. It does not mean including representatives of such organizations in regional and global deliberations when they have the capacity to affect whether or how regional and global challenges are met. But here's the punchline. Listen, moreover, states – and he's referring to America here – moreover, states must be prepared to cede, C-E-D-E, some sovereignty to world bodies – if the international system is to function. Well, you know what? What happened to Washington's words and Jefferson's reiteration of them? Commerce with all, entangling alliances with none. What happened to that? These are Richard N. Haass's words. This is what he believes. In other words, he believes that we should cripple, weaken, debilitate America a little bit. We should give up, you know, for the greater good. And the more we drift in that direction, the more we validate and substantiate Hayek's words in The Road to Serfdom, the more we proceed down that condition, down that continuum to that condition of tyranny and serfdom, departing from the forgotten road, as Hayek puts it, and marching down the road to serfdom. So you have Richard N. Haass, Bob Corker, John Bolton, Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel, the guy who said last year at George Mason University, America is to call America a democracy or a constitutional republic is misleading. We are not. America is dominated by these technocratic agencies. He's absolutely right. Again, a flawed constitution, underlying guiding principles. We don't understand what the problem is in America. It's sad. Hank Paulson, Ben Bernanke, Jamie Dimon, Do you remember when I read the Washington Post article when it was first published, the thousands of pages of released documents through FOIA requests that proved the insider dealing? Hank Paulson, Ben Bernanke, Jamie Dimon, Tim Geithner, these folks dicing up the bailout before it was even before the ink was dry. In phone conversations, the records proved it. They're on the phone with one another making deals, insider deals, sweetheart deals. These are the people. Senator Tom Cotton, Reince Priebus, you know, after his escapade in opposition to Trump. You heard from Mike Rogers. I think he's one of the few level-headed folks. And, you know, Chris Christie and his controversy, Ben Carson, that ridiculous nonsense, Mike Huckabee, insider establishment, old school bad guy, sycophant, Sarah Palin, speaking of the petulant child syndrome, Duncan Hunter from California. These people, you know, Jack Welch has been mentioned. Henry Kravis, the private equity guru guy. Steve Mnuchin, former Goldman Sachs guy. You see the problem here? Who do you draw from? And like Mike Rogers said, you know, these folks don't have experience in this transition. They don't have – I think that's one of the best things that has come out of all of this. Anyway, phone lines are open. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab Pat in Texas. Pat, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi. I'm agreeing with everything you say except a couple of things in the beginning. But if you're on the transition team, could you pick yourself for a cabinet a post?
Could you pick yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're Rudy Giuliani, you'd certainly want to.
Oh, yeah, you'd want to. But you know, somebody like Dr. Ben Carson, he definitely is a leader, and he needs to be in a leading post. You know, probably his Maryland state government. They need help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, he was Trump did say something ugly about him, and so maybe, you know, I feel the same way. If people don't want me around, I won't go around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And but what I wanted to disagree with you on in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
you were talking about rights. And you didn't mention the 10 amendments, but I was thinking the Civil Rights Act. It's totally unconstitutional.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that. We're headed into a break. Let's talk about that when we come back. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back. We're on the phones with Pat in Texas on the line. Pat, you were saying that I didn't mention the Ten Amendments, the Tenth Amendment, excuse me. And no, I didn't. And I have in the past, but yes. And you mentioned that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was totally unconstitutional, I believe is how you put it. And I couldn't agree more.
Right, because the Constitution doesn't allow you to count by color.
Right.
Or race or religion or anything.
In
but
fact,
I do believe.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I do believe that it was made for a Christian nation, and by that, a Christian meant a sect of a religion that believed that Jesus is the Lord and you should obey the Bible. That's the Christian. They didn't want a particular sect, you know, like in England. But Maryland was Catholic, Pennsylvania was Dutch, and so on. So they would have never signed the Constitution if you met the Church of Satan or Muslim that doesn't believe that Jehovah's God. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They would have never signed it.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have. So,
right. And when we get into these controversies, you know, folks point these days to the verbiage in the Treaty of Tripoli, for example, Article 11, that says that the America was in no way founded on the Christian religion. which is fine, which is not too...
It's not either. It's a lie.
Well, but in Article 11 of the Treaty of Tripoli, it says, as the government of the United States of America is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion, that's fine. That does not mean that it was not founded on Christian principles. The religious aspect of the discussion can be separated. Pardon?
Well, see, that's what's taught to the kids in school. They're just really low-information voters out there now.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, though, I'm validating what you're saying, and I'm separating out the religious controversy. I think we get drawn into that, what I would call contrived controversy. It's interesting. What you're pointing out to me speaks to what I keep trying to get to and why I don't understand I don't understand why cooler heads can't prevail. Even if we set aside the unconstitutionality of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, to me, it creates reverse discrimination and more infighting. It gets to the point that I was making about, you know, these groups. Everybody wants this and that. Everybody becomes a whiny bunch of children. You know, well, I want rights and I want, and
well, see,
they get
you're
more,
using Christian values. They're not
sure.
Using Christian values. You can't use Christian values on non-Christians. And so, our Constitution will never work in a non-Christian nation.
And if
people don't believe that it was founded on the Bible, William J. Federer wrote a book, 400 plus pages, and gives you probably about 30 pages for your own notes there, Blake. God and Country. And it's a quotation of the Founding Fathers. And when you get through, there will never be any doubt about what any of them thought about anything.
I agree. I'm just
so
trying to separate out the controversy, and we get drawn into this controversy and focused on aspects. Yes, the Christian faith. Yes, Christian beliefs, values. The religious aspect was to be separated out so that the other communities couldn't, you know, there was no argument about that. But we'll talk more about that when we come back. We're going into a break. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to nature'syouth.com. That's nature'syouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, you use me up. Until you use me up.
Welcome back.
My brother.
Bottom of the second hour. Already. Bottom of the second hour. This Wednesday, November 16th, 2016. We're on the phones, and we have Pat in Texas on the line. Pat, we're talking about this. You know, I have to agree with you. The way that you phrased it, I wouldn't phrase it exactly that way, but I've been saying the same thing, essentially, you know, just kind of echoing the sentiments of the founders that virtue, morality, and religion are the foundation of our government, of the great American experiment. Without virtue, morality, and religion, and particularly the Christian faith, if you will, then and those ideals, then there's really no hope for the great American experiment. And this is why I say our Constitution is flawed. And I don't mean the Constitution of 1788. I mean our underlying beliefs, our core beliefs as a country. And John Adams, you know, I think he said it best: we have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions unbridled by morality and religion. And which religion was he talking about? So it's kind of implied. What you're saying to me is implied, because if you state it and say that America is a Christian nation, then other sects other religions may argue, well, why not? Like you said, you know, why not Satanism? Why not Islam? Why not whatever? But those underlying principles are, you know, our government is clearly rooted in those, the Declaration of Independence, stating we hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator. What religion has a creator? So virtue, morality, and religion, the sentiments echoed by folks like Madison, Adams, Patrick Henry is perhaps my favorite, you know, his words on the matter. If we lose sight of that, then we devolve into the kind of barbarism, the kind of brutality and treachery that we see in America these days. I mean, you can see treachery just in the election cycle in the last few weeks even. And this Machiavellian grab for power that these folks are demonstrating. And it's sad. But, you know, if we lose sight of that virtue, morality, and religion that the founder spoke of, then this is what we wind up with. And I think it's ironic. I was having a conversation yesterday. This is what I was trying to get to in echoing your sentiments, I think. And you're focusing on Christianity, which I think is good, but and I agree, but people get hung up on that, which is why I spoke to the contrived controversy. It's interesting how that seems to we are encouraged or maybe manipulated to devolve into this contrived controversy over harping on religion and things like that. But there can be no denying the underlying principles, it's inescapable. If we depart, you know, in Patrick Henry's words, he said, "I'm not so much alarmed at the apprehension of the destruction of all government and social life, as much as the destruction of or the evisceration of virtue, morality, and religion." He said, "This is the armor, virtue, morality, and religion, and this alone that renders us invincible. These are the tactics we should study. If we lose these, virtue, morality, and religion, we are conquered, fallen indeed." And he said, "So long as our manners and principles remain sound, there is no danger." I think he's absolutely right. Anyway, there's more to say on that, but go ahead, please.
I almost think that we need a dictionary. I mean, I've got a lot of dictionaries, slang dictionaries, but you need a Christian understanding dictionary because words don't mean the same thing they used to mean.
Exactly.
You spoke of the first you spoke about love. Well, well, that's real simple. God is love. And we always, you know, Jimmy Carter
absolutely
sort of made us think that Mohammedans had the same God as we do. Well, no, they don't. Their God is a God that was a former pagan God. If you don't have the same God, you don't have a basis to start anywhere. And I like to, you know, hang around people with the same God if I want to actually influence them, because I can't get past their God. I mean, I can with love, because our God is love. Love will get to
right.
A Muslim, because their God has never taught them anything about love. Theirs is the point of a gun, or, you know, it was formed of violence and it stays in violence. So.
Exactly.
And so you can say, well, there's where you need some tolerance, right? Yeah, you do, to a point, and to where he's destroying you. you know. And then I think the good Baptists, when they were writing the Constitution, they considered putting in tolerance, but they saw what it would lead to, and they took it right out.
Because today, if God doesn't tolerate...
If God doesn't tolerate it, we don't have the right to tolerate it. And,
right.
And if we go
Jesus
by what he says...
said,
you know.
Right. Jesus said, you know, I give you a new command. Love your enemy. And, you know, the golden rule, Matthew 7:12,
right.
Do unto others as you have done unto you. That I think, is kind of the cornerstone of that message of love. And I think it's ironic, getting back to the contrast, the stark contrast that we see. If we could, you know, if I understand, to kind of summarize the New Testament, Christians are to be an example, a light to the world, if you will. And how do you do that? Like Jesus said, if you love those who love you, what good is that? What benefit is that? You know, everyone does that.
Right.
But to be a demonstrable light to the world and show people in the same fashion that, you know, the sacrifice that he made, that Paul mentions in Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his love in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. To understand that sometimes you see it, to count the cost, as the Bible says, and to still carry out your mission, so to speak, whatever that be, according to, you know, if someone is a Christian and they, you know, get that divine inspiration from the Holy Spirit, that's for everyone, I would say, you know, to figure out and understand for themselves. It's a hands and feet discussion, as I would say. There are many members and one body, as the Bible says. But the irony to me, and the stark contrast, is when we look at virtue, morality, and religion, when those are that's the undergirding of our country, then you have folks battling in vehement opposition to one another in the Constitutional Convention, for instance, and through the Federalist and Anti-Federalist Papers, and making strong cases for and against whatever in opposition to one another, but still they find a way to work together and come together and figure things out, versus what we have today. And just to kind of pick on two groups a little bit, the Christian community, the love community, because again, as you said, you know, God is love. That's 1 John, I think, chapter 3. And that sentiment is echoed throughout the Bible. And so I would call, you know, Christians the love community, and then you have the LGBT whatever community, the tolerance community. These are typically folks who are advocating tolerance. And the irony is, that community is the most bigoted, least tolerant community you'll find often. And by the same token, the Christian community is not very loving. You see this kind of hateful rhetoric that comes out, and at the very least, the places that they gather on Sundays, they're talking about bombing people they've never met, who they don't know, and you know,
you heard that?
The groups.
I don't know any church does that. In fact, the criticism for modern churches. Okay, well, the criticism for modern churches is they won't even stand up for the Bible, because they don't want to offend anybody.
Right,
you know,
but
Ben Carson,
like you said, we need to define terms.
One of his favorite words was PC. They want to be politically correct. Well, of course, part of it is that 501c3, and there's a move about to take that back. And well, churches
render
can get out of
Caesar
it.
What
they are
Caesar's.
Doing it. Yeah, but I don't think it meant that Peter said, is it better for me to preach or to obey Caesar, when Caesar told him not to preach? You get it?
Right.
And he was right, too. He was right.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so there's where we are now. We don't have enough of the original type of Christians in the Bible to... I mean, I think people wanted to wake up, but they just thought, well, if they shut my church down, if they've been doing over the years, especially even the homosexuals, the gays, they come to, you know, in Canada, and what did they... sue you for so much, but I think Dr. Manning has withstood one of those things, but most of the time we don't know each other because we don't listen to each other enough, and so that's part of the problem,
absolutely.
You know, with Christian. And we used to have talk radio, but now it's just monologue radio. And not that people like you don't have something to say. I would love to hear. I would love to hear a lot more like what you're saying, instead of the same old thing. In case somebody missed it, and then we repeat it every 15 minutes. There is a silent majority, and I guess they showed that they were really out there with this election. And if they have to stay silent, it's a shame that they would carry their good ideas to the grave with them, you know what I mean? So I have to hand it to RBN for letting people talk. Whereas, to encourage anybody, 25 years ago, you could not say the word God on the radio. That's how far to the left, to communism, we had gone. And I don't believe there is such a thing as Christian communism. I don't. There's nothing. It's just totally opposite of the Bible.
And, no, that's an oxymoron, and I've talked about that. You look at Acts 2 and the distinction there, folks will say, isn't that communism? No, the question is who decides. So do you have some demagogue that says you should, or is that, you know, the Holy Spirit inspiring folks within them without being propagandized or manipulated? Anyway, speaking of letting folks talk, we should get back to the phone lines. And
can I say one more thing about Solzhenitsyn? I didn't know he said that about intolerance was a sign of lack of education. He would have to say lack of education in the Bible, the love chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it all gets back to that. Definitely all gets back to that. And I would add Romans 7, particularly verse 6, for those who have ears to hear, I guess, you know, maybe. But now we have been released from the law, capital L, having died to that which having died to that by which we were bound, so that we serve in newness of the spirit and not oldness of the letter. Really, it's that it comes
but
down
Jesus
to that,
also,
you know, released from the law
did.
Of sin, freed to the law of Christ, so to speak. Anyway,
right? But he also said he didn't come to do away with the law, but
right?
To
no,
fulfill
he's the fulfillment of it. Absolutely
right. Mm-hmm. So they can't say the Old Testament doesn't stand anymore. They can't, but they try, and you just have to know, and I just think a problem is that the Cowboys are more important, the Rangers are more important. Today, the whole front page of the Forward Star Telegram, most of it was about some kind of, I don't know, hockey team or something, ice hockey. So that's our problem. There was a prophecy about the times we live in. It was called Arise, O Church, Judgment on America. And people were at a ball game, well, a stadium. And a green eagle came down and did a lot of destruction that people didn't even notice. And a red eagle came down and did a lot of bloodshed, and the people didn't even notice. And a blue eagle came down, and God told the guy having the night vision, he said, stop that eagle. So he grabbed him by the neck, and the eagle got his fingernails. That's all he could do. And he waited for it. He told the church the dream. The Bible says, let him who has the dream tell it. Nobody knew what it meant. So after about a week, he said, God, what does this mean? And he said, the green eagle is judgment coming on America's economy for lying, cheating, and stealing. And Red Eagle is bloodshed coming on America for abortion, euthanasia, and gang rape murder, which I didn't even hardly know existed, but Jimmy Swaggart's book, I opened it and there it was. So, and the Blue Eagle, he said that is judgment coming on the church. And he interpreted that to mean that he was supposed to throw out demons because that was his, you know, profession. But I think that's the number one problem. People have bad experiences emotionally. They get demonized. They don't even know it. And it's their demons talking, you know, and acting up. And
well, yeah, yeah, probably. We're headed into a break, Pat, and we got to get back to the phones. I appreciate your call, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such...
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, November 16th. Let me just say, first of all, Romans 13, verse 10, love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. That's pretty good stuff. I wanted to mention, you know, RBN exists in part because of the listenership and the generosity of the listenership. There are moments that come along where, you know, things happen, unexpected things, and from what I understand, this may be one of those moments. So if you are able and you feel so compelled within yourself, please feel free to make a donation to the network. That would be great and very helpful. Much appreciated, much needed. And you can figure out, you can find out how to do that on the website. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, figure out how best to do that for you. Again, Pat, I appreciate your call and I share your sentiments. I was just trying to kind of speak to the nuance and the details, but I appreciate your call. Let's go back to the phones and grab Wes in Idaho real quick. Wes, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Seconds. Matthew 10:34. Do not imagine I come to bring peace to the earth. I came not to bring peace, but a sword. I have tried to explain Treaty of Berkeley how it is not. Go ahead.
And a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Yep.
I have tried to explain the Treaty of Tripoli does not say that USA is not meant to be a Christian nation. That does not what
I didn't say that, Wes. That's my point. I'm getting right to the same point. I agree.
Really?
I
do believe
by
it.
By no means am I saying that.
I do believe
that's
it.
That's what you're implying.
I do believe if Chris Hinckley was there at the Congress in 1776, he'd stand up and say, "Don't you know we can't fight? We have to turn the other cheek to King George. If he wants to come and rape and steal, we just turn the cheek like Gandhi." What does it mean? Sell your cloak and buy a sword. Right. What does that mean, Chris? Hello?
Hi, Wes. Yep. If that's what you think I would say, then I don't think you... that is not representative of what I would say. I mean, if that's what I believe, then...
What would you say, the Continental Congressman, Chris Hinckley?
Pardon?
What would you say at the Congress in 1776 if not turn the other cheek?
Well, by then, the Declaration of Independence was already established.
Time for war. I believe our forefathers knew the Bible better than we do today.
Probably, but by the time the Continental Congress was fully underway... And the Constitution was established. I mean, that was after the Articles. The Declaration of Independence was already issued by then. The conflict was essentially over, so I don't really understand your point. I love America. Anyway, I appreciate the opportunity. I hope it was informative today. I appreciate the calls. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.